Hey, welcome to the conversation. This is Andy dialing in. I am literally sitting at the top end. I don't even know whether that's north. I think it's north end of Central Park in New York City. I'm looking over this little lake with a fountain. I can see the skyline in front of me. This is beautiful, but one thing it's not is quiet. You could probably hear people jogging past on the gravel. There's planes overhead. There are so many people. It's like, oh, Jesus, thank you for where I get to live. It's so quiet. But sitting here, I come out for a jog around the park this morning. And there's a couple of things I want to touch on. Is one, I'm jogging out. I think, okay, I want to run 3 miles. And I do that and stop and take photos, and then realized, you know, I could carry on and do some fantastic run and say I achieved this or achieved that, but this is an amazing gift of a day. I thought I'd have meetings all day today. I'm with some really good friends. It's all business, but today is a gift of a day. And what am I going to do with it? Am I going to fill it up with meetings? Am I going to fill it up with all these people that I could meet with? And that would be awesome. And as I was processing just that thought, I suddenly realized, wow, what if this is a gift of a day? What if God has given me a gift of a day, not to fill up with people or appointments or shopping or all the work that I've got to get done? What if I pushed that all aside and said, I'm in Central Park, New York. This is not common. What if I got to sit down, walk, enjoy a different environment, and in that different environment, make space for reflecting, make space for connecting with God? And what if my appointment was not with people, but with God Himself? So that was what I've focused on. I've paused, I've stopped my running, I've started walking, I've sat. I'm recording this for you because that was part of my plan for the day. But other than that, I'm going to go from here. I'm going to walk down 83rd Street to another park that looks over the Hudson River. And I'm just going to reflect on the different things that God's doing in and around me at the moment, because it seems there's so much going on. If we don't pause, reflect, remember, and just listen, we can miss so much. We stuff our lives so full of so many things. When was the last time that I stopped, that you stopped to actually reflect on what is it that brings joy and meaning? That's a Brené Brown challenge. What is it in your life that brings joy and meaning? When was the last time you sat down and wrote a list of the things in your life that truly bring joy and meaning? Connection with family, being present, being able to enjoy nature, being able to smell the fragrance of green outdoors, as opposed to getting all of those tasks accomplished and all of those lists done, and all of that significance that when you really get it, it leaves you empty-handed. So that's the first thing I wanted to touch on. The second thing is kind of related but not related. It's just the significance of listening and hearing the voice of God. I'm here in Central Park in New York because I followed the voice of God. We came from New Zealand to Reading because we followed the voice of God. We started Heaven and Business because we followed the voice of God. The house that we're in is because of the voice of God. It seems like everything that I've pursued and gone after in my life, it's because I've followed and endeavored to listen to the voice of God, to follow His voice. And so that is the greatest skill. I'm not even sure if you call it a skill or ability or something that, how do I learn to hear His voice? How have I learned? Do I even know His voice? What I'm learning is that He's speaking more than I realize, that I hear His voice more than I realize, but commonly I'll overlook it or think, oh, it's probably me. So that's the first key in hearing His voice and knowing He's a good father. You can approach him anytime. And if you ask a question and have a thought or an idea or something pops in your mind, then it's probably God. It might be you. It's probably God. And Dan McCollum from Vacaville shared this, that same thing is, if I'm approaching God, asking him those questions, I did grow up thinking it's probably me, it might be God. But no, it's the opposite of that. It's probably God. It might be me. So I'm going to move forward with the idea or thought or inspiration or sense that I have, figuring it's probably God, it might be me. But I'm going to move forward and trust that if it's not, he'll direct me another way anyway. So three real simple things that help me clarify when I get a thought or an idea or something to move me forward. How do I know it's God? And there's three kind of guideposts for me. There's one overarching one, which is the Word of God. He doesn't speak contrary to his word. So that's an overarching fundamental of, I bury myself, I dig into his word, I anchor myself in his word daily. So that's an overarching, but there's three other things. One is that Jesus said, my word, they are spirit and they are life. So when I hear his voice, I've learned to know if it sparks life, it's like that light bulb that is way more than a light bulb. It releases the energy to actually do something. It moves you to action. If I will partner with that in the moment, I will actually act on what that word releases. Energy, life, hope. It sparks something when it's got the Spirit of God on it. That's number one. Number two is Colossians 3:15 says, let peace be your governor. Like a governor is a decision maker. So does that thought, idea, strategy, insight have peace with it? The opposite of this is, do I have a hesitation? Is there some decision and I don't know why, I can't explain it, but I just have a hesitation in moving forward? That's the opposite of let peace be your governor. You don't have to know the reason why. Proverbs says this is, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding or on your own reasoning. So I want to trust my gut, my instinct, my spirit, where the Lord is leading me. And so I'm looking for let peace. Do I think on that? And I have peace, the presence of God. Peace is what is with me in that. So I'm going to move forward. And then the third one is, you might have life or you might have peace or you might not. But there's this story in Jeremiah 17. He's a prophet in the Old Testament and literally heard God would speak. And he spoke at a time where Israel was making really poor choices. And so when he did exactly what God told him to do, he followed the voice of God, it went terrible for him. He got beaten up. He got put in a well, just about lost his life. And it comes to this point where he comes to God and said, hey God, this is crazy. I'm doing exactly what you told me to do, but I'm getting beaten up. It's painful. It's not working like I thought. And he says, but your word is like a fire in my bones. I grow weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. Which means this, sometimes you follow the voice of God and it doesn't go like what you imagine it goes or expect. You think it to be all lovely and fun and skipping through the roses, and it's not like that at all. It's painful, it's difficult, it's challenging, it's scary, but it's like a fire in your bones. You can't not do it. There's something that compels you to move forward, some great cause, some great purpose, that you can't not do that. That is also his voice. And just because it's difficult, just because it's hard, just because it's challenging, just because you're facing every fear and insecurity, it doesn't mean it's not God. It could be the very thing that God is leading you to do. So I encourage you in that. I encourage you to anchor yourself in his word. And circling right back around, I encourage you to pause and reflect and take time to say, God, if I've got a spare moment today, what if you want to mentor me? What if that's a moment where I get to sit with you and grow in my ability to hear your voice? Holy Spirit, what do you want to say to me today? So thanks for joining this conversation. If this has been helpful to you and you want to go deeper with us, jump onto authenticlife.build. That's a website. We're putting together some things there. And thanks for joining us.